Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. That's why when it comes to hard work, nothing works harder than a Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Check out a new Silverado at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
Good morning. It's Wendy Snyder in for Bob Surratt. He returns tomorrow. Dean Richards is on assignment. Dean's Entertainment Report is sponsored by JeffBuysYourHouse.com. And let's say hello to Alex Zalbin, host and editor of Comic Book Club. Hey, Alex.
Hey, Wendy. How are you doing?
Good. All right. So I am a little behind on some of the American Horror Stories, but I have seen some, and every time I watch it, so good. So there's a new season coming.
Yeah, it is going to be a bonkers one. Ryan Murphy, who is the producer, announced this. We don't have a timing on it other than it'll be on FX and Hulu, but the cast is wild. Ariana Grande is going to be in it. She hasn't been seen in a Ryan Murphy production since Scream Queens that she did a decade ago. But the even bigger news for fans of the series is Jessica Lange is going to be back for the first time in several seasons. We got his regular Sarah Paulson, Evan Peters, Angela Bassett, Kathy Bates, etc., etc. And the popular theory, a lot of people like to speculate about this, but given the stacked cast, it seems likely with a 13th season coming, they're going to do something that's going to connect two previous seasons of the series. That should probably be coming next year, but we don't know anything else at this time.
All right. Well, that's exciting. Box office, didn't do so well, huh?
This is the worst box office of the year this past weekend. And even worse, this October was the worst since 1997. So things are not looking great out there, particularly this past weekend. You got Halloween, of course. People were partying all weekend long. You got Major League Baseball was happening, drawing a lot of eyeballs away. But the even bigger thing is just there are a lot of movies that people aren't that interested in. One of the biggest stories, I think, of this past weekend was K-pop Demon Hunters from Netflix came back to theaters for a sing-along. It wasn't number one, but it still brought in over $6 million. And that's a movie that you could watch on Netflix and millions of people already have. So I don't know. There needs to be some sort of realignment of the box office because what's happening now just is not working.
That's too bad. Well, going back to TV, I cannot wait to see this new show from Breaking Bad creator Vince Gilligan. It's coming to Apple TV, Pluribus. Tell me about this. I've seen the trailer. It looks so wild.
Sure. Here's the thing. I can't tell you much about it. I will say I've seen the first 7 episodes, and I thought of the 9-episode season, thought it was absolutely phenomenal. If people know Vince Gilligan, he is one of the creators of Breaking Bad, Better Call Saul. But this is going back without spoiling anything, because there's literally nothing I can say about the show other than Ray Seahorn, who was in Better Call Saul, stars in it. She plays the most miserable person on earth who must save the world from happiness. That's the official log line. It's coming out Friday with 2 episodes, I believe, on Apple TV. It's already been picked up for a 2nd season. Again, I can't say anything specific about it, but all I will say is do not miss it. It is incredible.
Pluribus. All right. Alex Zalbin with us. Thank you for checking in. I appreciate you chatting with us today. Host and editor of Comic Book Club Live. Alex, thank you.
Thank you, Wendy. Have a great day.
You as well.